News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
This is the WSJM News Now Week in Review Podcast for August 4th. I'm Michael Arney. Medal of Honor awarded this week to South Haven war hero Jim McLuhan. President Trump gave him the honor Monday at a White House ceremony. The president told the story of how McLuhan saved the lives of 10 men during a battle in Vietnam.
He would not yield. He would not rest. He would not stop. And he would not flinch in the face of sure death and definite danger.
McLuhan stuck around the scene of a battle much longer than he needed to so he could rescue the wounded, got himself wounded in the process. Congressman Fred Upton was on hand, told us he was among those who helped make McLuhan eligible for the Medal of Honor.
I introduced legislation that, for him, meant that they could look at his overall record and not be bound by a five-year deadline. And as a consequence, the results were in, and the Pentagon said, yes, he is very deserving of the Medal of Honor.
President Trump called McLuhan a hero who went above and beyond the call of duty. He's now going on an outreach tour, but before that, he was welcomed home by dozens of well-wishers at Gerald R. Ford International Airport in Grand Rapids late Wednesday night. His flight was 4 hours late, but everybody stuck around anyway. McLuhan called it the first time he'd ever received a welcome home ceremony.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, each and every one of you. I hope you can all hear me down the way. Thank you so much.
U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee approving a plan to help with the development and testing of self-driving vehicles.
Congressman Fred Upton tells us the PAVE Act allows the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to approve exemptions for self-driving cars from federal motor vehicle safety standards. He says Michigan stands to benefit from autonomous vehicle technology.
It looks like one of these major innovation centers is going to be headquartered in Michigan. That's where the testing is going to be done. Literally, you can point to probably thousands of jobs that will be here instead of someplace else.
The PAVE Act was authored by Upton and Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. It allows the makers of autonomous vehicles to get safety exemptions as long as they can demonstrate the vehicle is safe. The NHTSA can still issue recalls for self-driving cars. Andrew Green reporting.
The United Way of Southwest Michigan announcing its next yearly fundraising goal. Going to try to collect $4.4 million over the coming year. This is the 75th anniversary of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, and campaign co-chair Zach East tells WSJM News they decided to aim for what partner organizations actually need.
What we've done as a group, as a cabinet, is look at how much money the funded partners that United Way serves in Berrien and Cass County, what they're basically asking for in order to serve the people that they're serving with the programs that they put together.
United Way of Southwest Michigan supports a variety of organizations and nonprofits throughout Berrien and Cass counties. Last year, they raised about $4.1 million. That was a record at the time, so needless to say, if they make this year's goal, a new record. More information is online at uwsm.org. Now that a State House Mental Health Task Force is up and running, members want to hear suggestions from the public about how the state could better serve those who struggle with such problems. State Representative Dave Pagel of Berrien Springs is part of that group. Tells us he's learning a lot even after the task force's first meeting.
It's going to be an interesting process. I think as a state, we're doing some things quite well, but there's certainly challenges and rooms for improvement. So I'm kind of excited to be a part of it and looking forward to the next sessions that we're going to have.
So far, Pagel says he's identified a need for better communication between the corrections department and doctors. The task force will be taking comments at a website set up, and we do have a link at WSJM.com. Picking a new superintendent for Bangor Public Schools got a little more complicated this week. School board president resigned on Monday. Resignation letter from Dwight Click was read to the board, with him saying he was stepping down for personal reasons. And with that, the board vote for a new superintendent tied 3-3 between former Bangor superintendent Dennis Paquette and Karen Bitzer. The board has 30 days to appoint a new trustee, then they'll re-vote on the superintendent. Meanwhile, they do have a retired superintendent from Mona Shores stepping in to help out. Last bit of a bike trail connecting Niles and Mishawaka is almost done. Southwest Michigan Planning Commission Senior Planner Marcy Hamilton telling our news gathering partners at WNDU News Center 16 that the last 1.2 miles of the 34-mile trail is costing nearly $1 million, and that is what has kept it from being done already.
The reason why this one is so much more expensive is there's two things. One, we're going through a nature preserve, and so there's more tree clearing through that. And also, we're crossing a creek, so we have to have a bridge.
Plans are to have the trail done in about a year, and after that, it could be expanded to go as far north as Berrien Springs. New voting machines coming to a polling place near you for next week's August 8th elections. All of Michigan's 1,500-plus precincts will have those new machines by next fall. It's part of a $40 million rollout by the Michigan Secretary of State, Ruth Johnson.
The accessibility for those that have disabilities is better and easier. And also they have security enhancements because the generation we have now are 10 to 12 years old. And so always with electronics, you need to keep up and stay ahead of the curve.
Johnson says the machines are not connected to the Internet and will still use paper ballots. The more significant changes are more internal with up-to-date technology. A Grand Rapids area couple heading to jail for trying to get into the Berrien County Courthouse in St. Joe with a gun back in May. Arnelda Jackson was sentenced to 2 years in prison on one charge, 19 months to 5 years behind bars for second conviction in the case. His wife, Molly, will spend 4 months in the Berrien County Jail. She entered a guilty plea for carrying a concealed weapon. She says she forgot her gun was in her purse when it was spotted in the metal detector when they were going in for a hearing for him. Arnelda grabbed the purse, ran out the door. They were caught in the parking lot. State of Michigan is inviting people to offer ideas on how to fight Asian carp. State Senator John Prose says Governor Snyder has announced the Invasive Carp Challenge.
If you've got a great idea related to how we're going to eradicate the Asian carp and make sure that it doesn't destroy the Great Lakes ecosystem, take a look at that DNR website that has additional information on how you can avail yourself of some of those dollars.
Website to learn more is michigan.gov/carp challenge. Governor is putting up more than $700,000 in cash to be awarded to those who share helpful ideas. Some polling numbers for the gubernatorial race are out this week. Despite a part-time legislature petition drive, Lieutenant Governor's numbers aren't looking good, as we hear from Michigan News Network Lansing correspondent Tim Skubick.
Brian Kelly has probably gobbled up about $5 billion worth of free publicity over this part-time legislative petition drive. But according to Target Insight and pollster Eddie Sarpolis for the Mirror's newsletter, Mr. Kelly's popularity numbers have actually dropped from 19% to 14%. He is losing in the head-to-head match with Bill Schuette, the presumptive frontrunner in this race. Schuette has 42% of the vote. Mr. Kelly has 14%.
Lakeshore High School has already cleaned up most of the graffiti found spray-painted on parts of Al Stockman Stadium this week. Superintendent Phil Freeman telling WSJM News it was on the track, the football field, and some of the outbuildings and happened late Monday or early Tuesday.
We've got a lot of the vandalism already taken care of. Spray paint's already come down in the areas that we could access and get down. Vandalism up, vandalism down. That's the most important thing you do when you see those types of things.
Freeman tells us they do have surveillance video.
We do, and what we do have is in the hands of the police department right now.
Damage is estimated between $3,000 and $4,000. That paint was yellow. Anybody with information is urged to contact the Lincoln Township Police Department. That's a look at our weekend review for August 4th, 2017. In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.